If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
New batch of Biden papers.
The number of classified documents is larger than initially believed.
Airport chaos.
This is a huge wake-up call for a problem that's existed for more than 30 years.
California's deluge.
It was really devastating to see your town in that level of destruction.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. More material marked classified has been uncovered from President Biden's time as vice president. Correspondent Adriana Diaz says it's led to more questions from Republicans.
CBS News has learned new documents marked classified were found at least one additional location. We don't know where that second location is or what was found there. A source tells us that the president was informed of the initial discovery of sensitive documents, which included briefings and some highly classified material, on November 2nd, the day they were found. The White House didn't disclose that information until this Monday, more than 2 months later, after questions from CBS News. The White House has yet to address the second location, when those documents were found, and how. GOP leaders are alleging a double standard 5 months after the FBI executed a search warrant at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home that yielded over 100 documents marked classified.
Airlines are looking to bounce back from yesterday's problems that caused 1,300 flight cancellations and more than 10,000 delays. This woman at Charlotte's airport.
People were scrambling and a lot of people were just trying to figure out what they were going to do next. Some people got a car and decided to drive.
An apparent corrupted database file caused a nationwide ground stop for a while. It affected the system that gets safety-related information to air crews. CBS's Chris Van Cleave spoke yesterday with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
We're going to own it, we're going to find it, and we're going to fix it.
Do people need to worry about another failure like this tomorrow?
Well, what people need to know is that we will not allow anything to take place that is not safe. But this is precisely why our focus right now is on understanding, identifying, and correcting anything related to the root cause of how this happened in the first place.
Now to California, CBS's Carter Evans has more on storms that have cut power and sent floodwaters into people's homes, and a forecast that's ominous.
It's a race to clear the roads before the rain begins again. Rescue teams in Sonoma County found one woman deceased in her submerged vehicle as floodwaters overwhelmed roads in Wine Country. She's one of at least 18 people killed by the series of severe storms. In the Bay Area, Jose Alvarez spent the day emptying rain buckets after 70-mile-per-hour winds tore the roof off his apartment.
Before we knew it, there was water just pouring inside.
The water came up to here.
Howard Berman is still cleaning up after river water flooded his home.
It was just covered in rushing water.
Near San Luis Obispo, the heartbreaking search continues for 5-year-old Kyle Doan on what would have been his first day of kindergarten. He slipped from his mother's arms during a rescue attempt in a flood.
His last words to me was, "Mommy, just be calm and everything will be okay."
The suspect in the killing of 4 University of Idaho students is due in court today. CBS's Lily Aluciano spoke to one of his neighbors.
Nothing seemed out of the ordinary.
One of Brian Koberger's neighbors told us the suspected killer spoke to him about the murders. The neighbor asked not to be identified.
He brought it up in conversation, asked if I had heard about the murders, which I did. And then he said, yeah, it seems like they have no leads. It seems like it was a crime of passion.
In one previous conversation, he said Koberger asked him if he'd be able to kill someone as a member of the military. The neighbor told us he'd mentioned watching Netflix's drama series about Jeffrey Dahmer, allegedly prompting Koberger to share how rare serial killers are.
2 New York City hospitals have reached tentative contract agreements with about 7,000 striking nurses. The walkout began on Monday over money and staffing levels. Nurses are returning to the job today.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Damar Hamlin is now home from the hospital in Buffalo, continuing a recovery from cardiac arrest that doctors have called remarkable. Bills coach Sean McDermott.
Obviously grateful first and foremost that he's home and with his parents and his brother, which is great. I'm sure it's felt like a long time since he's been able to be home.
Doctors say Hamlin will rehab with the NFL team's medical staff. And there's health news this morning about First Lady Jill Biden.
The President and First Lady spent more than 8 hours here at the Walter Reed Military Hospital. Doctors expected to remove a single lesion from above Jill Biden's right eye, but they ended up removing three, including one on Dr. Biden's chest. Two of the lesions have been confirmed as cancerous basal cell tumors. The White House physician notes such basal cell cancers do not tend to spread, and that in the First Lady's case, all the cancerous tissue has been removed. Dr. Biden is said to have some facial swelling and bruising, but we're told she's in good spirits and feeling well. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News at the Walter Reed Military Medical Center.
The government says the U.S. birth rate is continuing a decline that's been a trend now for decades, and nearly half of all American women under 45 are childless. New York Republican Congressman George Santos is facing investigations and calls for him to resign, but he remains defiant.
Will you step down?
I will not.
The New York Republicans are calling you a disgrace.
The latest demands for his ouster come from members of his own party.
He has no place in the Nassau County Republican Committee, nor should he serve in public service, nor as an elected official.
Long Island Republican leader Joseph Cairo says Santos's lies about his background weren't mere fibs. He says he disgraced the House of Representatives. What do Mick Jagger, Ozzy Osbourne, and Donny Osmond have in common? They're among the scores of musicians and celebrities paying tribute to the late guitarist Jeff Beck, who has died at 78. Beck's being called influential, imaginative, and Rod Stewart said he was so good, he was on another planet.
He was a master on the guitar. Jeff Beck's riffs were legendary in the world of rock. He first earned fame as a member of the 60s group The Yardbirds.
And I know if she had me back again.
There would be numerous memorable hits.
Hey.
He played alongside legends like Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton. He nearly joined the Rolling Stones. Jeff Beck died from bacterial meningitis. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
A rising Hollywood star is explaining why he can't leave the king behind.
I basically went straight from the show to the airport to Quentin's office.
That's Austin Butler before he shot Elvis. This is the actor accepting a Golden Globe this week for his starring role.
I cannot believe I'm here right now. Lisa Marie, Priscilla, I love you forever.
Twitter users were quick to call it cringe, but Butler says after making the movie his sole focus for 3 years, Elvis' voice is a part of him now. He says it's like living in another country for a long time. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka reveals on social media she's pregnant. She included a picture of an ultrasound and says she hopes to return to the Pro Tour in 2024. Osaka, the former world number one, has been public about mental health struggles and had a rough season last year. She hasn't played a competitive match since September. That's The Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.